Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
RIP to former Deputy President David Mabuza. Passed away yesterday.
Rest in peace.
We're not going to discuss that though, even though there is a lot to discuss with regards to that. Yesterday, SuperSports came out with an announcement that SuperSports United had been sold.
Yes.
Now, you know, the selling of a soccer team or football team in South Africa has become very common. It seems to me that most business-minded people are getting out of the league. To be quite honest, owning a football team is not much of a business move.
There is no money there.
Yeah, it's an ego
project.
100%. It's just an ego project. You do it so you can say, hey, I own a team, yada, 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 and that's that. If you are lucky, and maybe you are Orlando Pirates, or maybe you are Kaizer Chiefs, then you get sponsors. And then obviously things go super, super well for you. If you are good and have money, like maybe Sundowns, you buy the best players and you buy the best coach until eventually you win yourself 230 million rand. And again, then you go, ah, this thing is making me money. Everybody else, makhala ngaphansi kwebus. You see? That's just how it is. Now, everything seemed okay with the sale. People are like, okay, whatever. Until Robert Marawa tweeted that Haibo, the owner of this new team, is Gayton McKenzie's son. How?
The Minister of Sports.
Then footage started circulating from the night prior of Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture, Gayton McKenzie, saying the following.
The people of the Free State have been deprived of football. Every Tom, Dick and Jabulani promise every year they bring the team back. I can tell you categorically now that I'm an arm's length, but there's family members of mine that dug into their pocket and they got the team. And they got SuperSport, and they will talk tomorrow about that. But as a minister, when I get reshuffled, I'll go look for a job there as a mascot or something. But there's no link to me, and there should not be a link. But my involvement was actively, publicly, to tell South Africans, I'm going to make sure that Siwelele returns to the Free State. And it's about to happen. If the negotiations go well tonight, you see I'm here, they're busy negotiating tonight. And my son has taken over our family business because as a minister, you're not allowed to own a business. So he can't sit here and my family has the resources and the people of the Free State are suffering. That can never happen. So I was very proud when my son told me that you do what you need to do, I'm going to do what I need to do.
Now, the sale was reportedly 50 million rand, right? And I know you may be asking, where does Gayton's family get 50 million rand from? 50 million, well, oh, Gayton, they used to be in mining. Remember Aurora Mine?
Yeah,
they used to be involved in that. They used to have that club in Sandton. What is it called? Zaar.
There they are.
Yes. Yep. Then they used to have a venue down Rivonia Road as well.
Yes.
50 million is a lot of money, though, to fork out. And that's fine. It's their money, as nanking. The only thing is, if you are a minister of sports, arts, and culture, and your family gets involved in sports, is that not a conflict of interest there?
It's clear, man. It's a clear conflict of interest.
Yes.
Come on. Imagine now Gwede Mentashe's son buys a mine or has an interest now in mining.
But he did. Clear. And his wife did.
Yes.
It's that. I wonder what it's the norm. But like, guys, man, this is so... It's a clear conflict of interest.
For me, I find this to be a little bit sad because feels like a little bit of a handball. Firstly, I don't know why he was there during the negotiations. If you have someone in such close proximity doing a deal like this, do not be seen anywhere in that vicinity, right? Because also his utterances are actually quite unfortunate. Because if you're going to say stuff like, I'm not going to sit here as the Minister of Sport and the people of Siwelele are suffering and my family have the resources.
No,
but the moment you are putting those two together, you can't then turn around and say, I'm not involved. You just involved yourself. Yes. Through your utterances, through your presence.
He said if I get reshuffled,
I'll be there as a mascot.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's called throwing a javelin.
Okay, and then to make matters worse, you then go and say, my duty was to tell people that Siwelele will come, and here it is coming. So were you telling us all along that Siwelele is coming back because you knew what was happening behind the scenes?
Obviously, though. But you he see, did say months ago,
but
is
that's
it?
That's my point. You are involving yourself.
And to add on to that, when he says, I will make sure that Siwelele goes back to the Free State, I'm like, wait, are you doing this as a minister?
Or are you doing this as a family member of the family
that owns the team?
Oh, so that's funny.
But I mean, I think very soon he'll be crying foul, just like Mantashe did, saying the children of political figures are being ill-treated, and I feel like he's going down that road.
He has
he's
gone
going
down that
to
road.
Yeah.
I mean, so just a week ago, Deputy President Paul Mashatile was speaking about, hey, where is my family meant to do business? So now what?
Yo, Kaisini. I don't know.
You have to get creative about how they make their money.
Yeah, honestly. I agree. Do not do business in the same portfolio in which I am responsible for. There's nothing wrong with you doing business with government, right? Because if we are saying that nepotism doesn't... we're all lying to ourselves. At the end of the day, if somebody I know happens to be in a particular position, that doesn't mean that I can't go there. But do not do business in the same portfolio that I am under. Like why must you do that?
Like when Paul Mashatile said that, dude, you are MEC of housing, and then Chigi Chigi, son-in-law, a family member, gets a contract to build apartments. It's like, or RDP houses. Come on, guys.
But that's a 18. Balele, bebelele, bafuse, dada. I mean, I don't mind, you know? One of these ones, I don't care because it's sports. I'm just here to laugh because.
Do you know?
Nzofuge makandeni, South Africa, that's in jail, as yakala. What are your thoughts? Let us know.
You know, the whole thing debacle when it started, you know, Gating was clear that Bloemfontein should have a team again. And then we all were happy. We all applauded him for taking that particular stance. But now the cat is out of the bag. And a son who has changed his name, you know, yeah, it's triple conflict of interest, this one.
Yes. By the way, we forgot to mention that Gayton McKenzie's son changed his surname from McKenzie to LeJohn.
Hey,
I don't know why he did that.
How long ago did he do that?
But according 2015 maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But according to a post that Robert Mara made, he said he just changed it because he wanted to stand and be his own man.
Fair enough. And his dad was not, like, you know, the minister right now. In 2015 that was.
Yeah, so I don't know. But it's just strange for me that you change your surname. And then later on, they come out and they say it's a family business. You obviously still want to be associated with the family then.
After I watched Gayton McKenzie when he was at the Mid-G podcast, all my faith was on that man. Like, after listening to him, I watched that podcast for like 2 days. After listening to him, but now, what we're getting now, unfortunately, I couldn't vote when we were voting because I couldn't find my ID. But what we're seeing now, it's completely different from what he was preaching before the votes. So it seems like Nabantu Laba are all a cut from the same cloth. Jay.
Well, somebody else who was at the MacG podcast, in fact, he works there, is Saul, and he was very convinced that Gayton was a guy. He was PA all the way.
Hey, a lot of people were like the guy. I think a lot of people share his sentiment. The previous voice notes, and it's politicians, bro. It's what they do.
Zaleni team manch.
Ah, dude.
For the mere fact that he said, "Do what you have to do, and I'll do what I have to do." We are cooked, guys. We are cooked. Ashley, Souls, Karabo, Kakao, and that guy. They need to come and deal with
Jacobs,
this one as soon as possible. But Minister Hana Ditlong, Korewe, Sanje, Ponsenya Boshe, Ponsenya Runa. Guys, we are being disrespected here. Yo.
When I lung sangala, I'm not lung sangala. This is like an affair. Oh boy. Play down. Good morning, my babies. Uncle C's is here. Before I even get to you guys and tell you what the play is, I want to ask Arsene Paul something. Auntie Paul, have you noticed how the Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture has been advocating for VAR?
Yes, he
has. Even came out and said he's got money for VAR.
Yes, he did.
Is it not looking very dubious right now? Hi.
Yo, because of Gansi Mabanda, Timas now, Zaranga, all politicians. Oh, because it was a woman, but politiki in a putism corner, Jay. Go for the go for it was on the name was again and now in the recon. Way, I. Hi.
That's funny.
Hey, welcome. Pela South Africa, it's a family business. Each and every minister, president, ex president, they turn it into a family business. Show me one on a farm in work. One on a son is a pegulum in work. South Africa is a family business. I'm sure the Namangan is a new pegulum in work.
Now that's the problem, because I was saying the president himself can't act on this because of some chocolate. When are your family now?
Brothers-in-laws, IPPs.
So there's nothing he can say. You see, he's just gonna tip his hands. I think the DA is gonna say something though, but let's see.
Morning, sis the world. Yes, guys, as you speak, usoli nompo. Ngilalela isihleko sikaSizwe. USizwe ngathi uthi niyalayeka, niyalayeka anifundi. But anyway, aqali ngaye ubhuti weSport kusazoqhube. Sisazodliwa la. Sisazodliwa. Yo, hayi, kube south.
Mina, you know what the problem is? Who's manje? Akusekho namahloni ke manje. Sebeyidla bukhoma straight.
This is straight up.
They're chowing it in front of us again now. You see? And granted, like I said, the business of football doesn't make money. But once you can get sponsors and government subsidies, and be honest, who's not going to want to sponsor a sports where the minister is involved? The minister is telling you, hey, give us a sponsorship here. I was like, nah, but when? Why would you say that?
Okay, right, Mr. McKenzie and Donna, okay. By the way, take credit with you, but by status, as a kiski, go to what I know. Oh, good money, everyone. A parliament, the motto's Vreda Manzi, Uvreda Manzi, who says, Fairy Maria, Imali, yeah, go to your 50M. I was as Utulu Peg Parliament.
Nami, that's what I was saying to Mpo. I say, you know, when you trace somebody's downfall, you can go back to a moment. That interview that Gates McKenzie gave. It'll be the moments where you go, you shouldn't have said this. Bazam Gijimisa Parliament. Bazam Gijimisa. It's going to be paid back the money all over again.
Congratulations to the people of Free State. They're about to get their team back. Siwelele, we needed that team back. Hey, have a relax, man. Let the team come back. You've been having an acting CEO, La Paga PSL, for almost a decade or more than a decade. I'm not sure the number of years. Bebatulil, manjebayakul. That is not supposed to happen. But manjebayakal. Relax, son. Gena kitin. But that.
Okay, Tin Ushagan Pilen Kosiami, one of the most smartest people ever, like South Africa. And this is just a tip of the iceberg. Ukuthi when the 5 years end, uzobona ukuthi he'll be a billionaire, Nkosi yami. And yabo manje he's busy with this F1 thing. Oh, nizovuka emaqandeni South Africa. South Africans are so silly because all these things that these guys are doing, they were up in arms saying Zuma this, Zuma that. Now that other people are doing it, they are quiet.
Bafethu, Umpho uthini makathi ezingane minister you are allowed to do business with the government, but just not the same portfolio. Come on, you're not supposed to be doing business with government at all because it's conflict of interest. However you look at it, because ngenze ukuthi ngibe nengane and then I tell them to do business with you, and then why any ngane enze business nenye minister? Like, guys, come on, man. No.
Sizwe, if you want to see people angry or worried or concerned, change that guy's name to Zani Zuma. Or someone linked with Zuma, then you will see people will be up in arms about the son of a minister or buying a club. Substitute Gaten and put Jay-Z, then you will see what the media outlets and people will say. Danko.
Sure.
Sizwe, this is conflict of interest. I'm buying a football team. Aye. It is 50 million on my cape and your vote. The problem, ama salary every month, win or lose, abantu kumele babhadalwe. Sometimes you find yourself ukuthi awona sponsorship. Ziyakhala laphanya. Hayi, not for the thing chartered. Hayi.
Yeah, you're right. It's very expensive to own a football team. Like I said, it's basically a money losing project. But you got to ask yourself, why would the McKenzies want to get into this? For him, he says it's sentimental. He says his father loved the team. He says on his deathbed, his father spoke about the team. Hey, Kenzie, on his deathbed. But yeah, gang figure, I wasn't there. I'm just saying. My dad was dying. The last thing we'll be discussing is a football team. Hey, what's going on, the South African? Hey, what's going on, Dima, today?
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.